It's the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, transitioning now away here to the future of the Wisconsin GOP. What happened to the red wave that didn't materialize nationally in this first major election since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade? Join in on the midterms, where the Republican Party is headed. 800-642-1234. Paul Farrow is here, chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Paul, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, Republicans had hoped these challenging economic times, the poor approval ratings of the president, you know, the historical low voting patterns for midterms would, you know, other things as well, would have triggered a red wave of GOP victories. That didn't happen nationwide. What are your initial reflections on the midterms?
Well, I think, Kate, it just kind of shows that there's more to what's happening than we anticipated. I do think that we still had some good victories when you look at the state level. Our Senator Ron Johnson was reelected in the 3rd Congressional District, and Derek Van Orden went Republican. So now we have 6 of 8 individuals in the House that are Republican. And we've got the majority still and added seats in each of the Assembly and the Senate. But I think what we're seeing right now, and as you said, kind of post Roe v. Wade decision in July, we have to have a thoughtful look at where some of our stands are and where we can look to work to make sure that we include everybody in their thoughts and ideas.
When you say everybody, as in everyone in the Republican Party, because you do see the rift here. And I want to just play some tape, because WISN-TV caught up with former U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan Wednesday night at the Forward Janesville banquet, called Donald Trump a drag on our ticket.
We lost the House, the Senate, and the White House in 2 years when Trump was on the ballot or in office. And I think we just have some Trump hangover. I think he's a drag on our offices and our races.
Do you agree with Paul Ryan?
You know, the last year that I've been the chairman, that was one of the things that we have talked about and heard from many of the county parties and many of the individuals that I went to, is there is a definite feeling in two different camps in the party. There are people that are very pro-Trump, and there are other people that are more, as they say, pro-party, that the party isn't just one person. And I think what you heard from Paul Ryan there is kind of that feeling that the party is more than one person. And we have to be able to keep moving forward with that. I think there's opportunities to look back and say the president did some great things in office. But as we move forward, we look at the Florida race for governor. Ron DeSantis won by over 20%. And you start looking at individuals like that and say, okay, what are they doing as a governor? And do they have the capability to move forward as president? It's one of the challenges that we'll continue to work through in the party and get people to realize, as I said, that our party is more about the principles that we have than the individual person that's out there.
So, you know, looking at the split ticket at the top of the ticket, Democratic Governor Tony Evers, Republican Ron Johnson, U.S. Senate, why do you think voters went two different directions there?
I think a lot of that had to do with both individuals that won having a lot better name recognition than their opponent. When you look at Ron Johnson, he's been there for 2 terms. People knew where his stances were. They knew where his passion was. And I think he made a strong connection with the people of Wisconsin across the state. I'd seen him talking with individuals on a one-on-one basis, on a group basis, and he really listened and engaged with them to find out what he could do. When you look at the governor's race, I think they did a great job running a race that deflected from the lack of the governor's record. One of the things that he continued to talk about was that he created a 15% tax cut for the middle class, when actually that was the legislature's budget that he signed. And it's one where I think there's challenges that we're going to have going forward. When I have a president or a governor who comes out the day after he won the election and said, isn't boring great? Boring wins. That's not the type of leadership that we want from this state. And we're going to have to continue to work to make sure that doesn't happen again.
I want to dig down here for just a moment in the governor's race. Evers capturing nearly 79% of the vote in Dane County. How will your strategy change toward Dane, toward Madison voters in the future?
Yeah, Dane County is seeing incredible growth. And you, if you watch the population growth and you see what's happened over the last decade, there's a lot of individuals that are there, I think, that still share the Republican mindset and the Republican values. And it's one that we'll have to continue to work hard to see if we can get them on board and make sure they get out to vote, but also work with a lot of the outlying areas, the outer portions of Dane County, to get people to realize there's a difference. We don't need big government to tell us what to do. I think they saw that challenge is going through the school year. And unfortunately, we just couldn't get enough people to come out and vote to sway the difference.
What do you make of the campaign finance reports, the spending in this race? Evers outspent Michaels. What would you do differently in fundraising?
You know, that's always going to be the challenge. And as the incumbent typically has a greater opportunity to raise funds, he's a known commodity in what's going on. We saw that when Governor Walker was in as governor. So our challenge is trying to get the message out to our donor base and encourage them to get the support. I think the Democrats in this cycle were very effective in getting outstate money to come in and outspent us significantly with outstate money. So that's part of the challenge. In fundraising right now, we're seeing, unfortunately, more and more money is going into the elections. When you look at this race, it was the most expensive gubernatorial race in the country at just over about $115 million. And the Senate race, unfortunately, the same thing. In the top five, it was almost $140 million that was spent. So you figure there was probably another $3 to $5 to $7 million all in spent in the different elections. You're looking at almost $250 million, $300 million that was spent in this race on the elections. That's a lot of money, and it's one that we've got to figure out how we can either raise it or curtail it so that we can be competitive at all the different levels.
There is concerted effort in the GOP to, as you've talked about before, to build on the grassroots, to build on that small dollar fundraising system. Do you think you can do that independent of Trump and the super PAC forces there? Is it possible to detach as you look at the divergent issues in the Republican Party?
Yeah, I think we had a very robust program early on until inflation kind of curtailed our small dollar donations. And that was one of the things that we continue to strive for. The other area that we're looking at is how can we really partner with our county parties to engage more and work with them. When I look at the grassroots efforts that we had, I thought we did a pretty good job getting more people out. This time around, we had almost triple the number of people that were at the polls as poll observers or inspection workers watching what's going on. We increased our outputs and our contacts to the Hispanic communities and the African-American communities, especially in Southeast Wisconsin. I think that's an area that we'll still continue to work towards and see if we can't build up a bigger system. But that's part of what we'll be doing now. The introspect is to look back and say, okay, what can we continue to build on? And where do we need to scrap some of the ideas we've been using in the past and start new ones?
Paul Farrow with us, chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, leader since last year, also county executive of Waukesha County. Join in on party strategy, the future of grassroots efforts to get out the vote, why you supported Republican candidates in the midterms. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. Post-midterms, we're in conversation with the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin on the future of the GOP. There were gains made by Republicans in the midterms, but Democrats outperformed expectations for this election cycle. Still time to talk. 800-642-1234. Republican Party Chairman Paul Farrow stays with us. Paul, I want to pick up on this thread that you said about orchestrating this outpouring of poll watchers, election observers. I'm wondering, you know, the most recent Marquette Law School poll estimates more than a third of Republican-leaning voters lack confidence that the midterms would be accurately cast and counted. What are you telling fellow Republicans who question the election results?
You know, I think what it really came down to is the efforts that we've spent over the last year talking with individuals and getting them to engage with the election process as observers and as election inspectors. As we've done that across the state, what we've heard from feedback, especially in the spring cycle, was people realized that our system is pretty solid. There's still some issues that we have. We saw that in Milwaukee when the deputy was fired for sending the absentee ballots out. But I think there's overall, they saw that the process that most clerks go through was good. And I think, you know, even anecdotally, when I was out on the road with the candidates the last week before the election and talking to people and asked how many observers we had in the room, and a bunch of hands would go up, and you talk to those individuals, they're more confident than they were in 2020, but they know that there's still some challenges with the voter rolls. The list of names that we have, where we have individuals instead of being removed from the list, especially those that have been deceased, they're just marked as inactive. And there's still concern over that. But I think overall, we're starting to realize that we're in better shape than we were. We still have some ways to go to make sure that we've got the good integrity that people are looking for.
Let's take a call now. Kyle with us in Sturgeon Bay. Kyle, hi, go ahead.
Good morning. I just wanted to go back a little bit. You had mentioned earlier, which, by the way, I think it's very interesting, everything that you're bringing to the conversation this morning. It's very interesting to hear all this. My only question really was, you were talking about the spending between parties, and you said that Democrats spent a lot more than Republicans. I was interested in what your sources were on the spending so far for this election.
Kyle, thank you for that. I know I was reading some analysis this week in the Financial Times that Republicans had really massive financial successes achieved in raising money from outside spending like super PACs, mega donors, massively outspending pro-Democrats in that type of category of outside spending. Your answer there to Kyle's question.
Well, the information that we're getting is from the Wisconsin Elections Commissions and the ethics filings and what we see there. When you look at third-party filings, that's more, we'll find more of that information out as we go post-election. Now we see the filings come in. But I still think, you know, in the anecdotal stuff that we were reading, the reports that we were seeing from some of the third-party organizations that are the watch groups for the funding, there was in the state gubernatorial race, there was a spending almost two to one of how we were outspent by the Democrats as a whole. And those are the areas that we look at. It's the data that we get primarily, for, like I said, from the Wisconsin Elections Commissions for the statewide and the federal filings for the federal programs. No matter if you're an outside party or a candidate, you still have to file with those organizations. And that's where we typically look to see what's happening.
I just want to get your take on the latest news here as Assembly Speaker Robin Voss continues to be Speaker and begins his 10th term in January. That news came out last night. How do you feel about him keeping the speakership?
Well, it's a reflection again right now. The caucus that he had is 64 strong, and that was where the vote was to keep him as speaker. So it was a decision that the caucus made as they move forward. I hadn't seen what the final votes were or what the final decisions were. I know there was a couple of other minor moves that were being considered for majority leader and speaker pro tem. But I think it again goes to the fact that a large group of the caucus realizes that in light of the last 2 years, Robin has done a pretty solid job getting our legislation through and getting it done effectively.
I want to ask, there have been reports that you are investigating some of the Adam Steen funds. And I'm just wondering here what you're doing in that regard, because the state party investigating campaign donations by former President Trump's super PAC to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's write-in opponent Adam Steen. What are you finding in that investigation?
We have just started our preliminary investigation on it. We saw the information come out, and I reached out to the organizations that the media organizations that put those together to see if we can get the video or the audio tapes that were there. My concern is if individuals who are county party leaders violated or had transgressions or ethical violations in how they were looking at supporting a candidate outside of their county. If that is true, then we're going to hold them accountable. And I think that's one of the things we're responsible for as the party, is we have to hold our county parties and our leadership members accountable for their actions. And that's one that I don't take lightly. I mean, from my understanding and hearing one of the articles, there was a county chair that said, we're trying to figure out a way to wash the money. Well, that tells me right there that they're looking at something that they don't think is potentially legal or at least ethical. And we'll hold them accountable as we move forward on it.
Paul Farrow, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Paul Farrow is chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. We talk with Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler Tuesday morning after 7. Join us for that. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.